The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
They just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 60 of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. We're back once again. We've got Travis Bowles here. How you doing, Trav?
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Steven.
And next to him and across from me, we've got Pete McCarthy. How you doing, Pete?
Hello.
All right, guys, episode 60. We are rolling up closer to 100. We're gonna get there someday.
We are 48 or 49 episodes past where I thought we'd be.
Like, naysayer. You naysayer.
And you call it a naysayer and call it a realist. So
we are like 140 short of where I think we're going to be. No, that's totally wrong. 940 short of where I think we're going to be.
That's an 800 episode swing between those two.
Yeah, I know. It's a big examples. Deal. Big deal. That's how wrong I usually am. I just don't usually catch myself until I re-listen to the podcast. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back once again. We're going to have a fine episode tonight. A lot of good things happening. A lot of good toys to talk about. And I can't wait to get started. So, Pete, what's up with you?
Nothing but MuskieCon. It has been crazy these last couple of weeks. Finalizing layout and vendor stuff, and a ton of great things are happening. I'm overwhelmed by the support thus far and the people that are excited. I was shooting for three artists. Like, I was going to be happy if I had three. I built eight into Artist Alley, and they're full and then some. I'm absolutely overwhelmed. So it's going to be fun. But that's where the majority of my free time has been going. So, a little stressful, but fun. Like I said, I've enjoyed it, and I've met a ton of new people. Podcast people for press. You guys met a couple of them. I get to do a interview on their episode. I got asked to be on a YouTube TV show. So, it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Great. So, is this what you're going to be? Is this going to be the star of Pete McCarthy? This is going to be Comic-Con organizer, Pete McCarthy. That's what's going to be on your tombstone.
Well, see, that's the problem. Zachary, intern Zach, and I were actually talking about this earlier. What do I call myself? Like, what's my title?
Asshole works pretty good.
I was thinking asshole was right there.
It's short. It's to the point. It's accurate. I like it. Shorter, more to the point, King came about in our conversation.
I'm gonna guess it wasn't intern Zach that said that.
It was actually.
Oh,
while he was worshiping me. what did we come up with?
Master of ceremonies.
So,
no, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's just funny. I don't know. I don't have, because like people, it's hey it's Pete from MesquiteCon. Like I don't know what to, and I'm like I'm not even gonna mess with this. That's just what I said.
Promoter,
yeah.
Event coordinator.
Event coordinator's been done before.
Oh yeah, of course.
I was looking for something new
because it
exciting.
Makes sense.
Right. Well, it doesn't make sense to have 4 jobs and 4 kids and decide to plan a Comic-Con. That's not really how I roll. So.
You know, it's funny. I was talking
lunatic.
With,
yeah, there you go.
I was talking with Matt Rodriguez, our friend of the show here, who put on Tulip. What is it called again?
Tulip City Toy Fair or something.
Toy and Comic Fair.
Yeah, something like that. Yes. We'll get you on the show and you can straighten this out sometime, Matt.
And we were talking about how Matt said that, you know, the year prior to his con, he felt like he was really had to get out there and introduce himself and really sell his show to people and do that whole push, the press, you know, all that stuff, do everything he could. And then he said now he really just feels like he can sit back and let the show kind of run itself. So maybe, Pete, one way to look at this is it will get easier.
And realistically, it hasn't been overwhelming, yes, but it hasn't been anything. Friday night's going to be a fucking mess. When I'm there setting up tables and making sure that everything's labeled appropriately and vendors start showing up and making sure they get their passes and they get to their right spots. And that's when it's really going to get crazy hectic, I think. So if I can get if I could get like 40% of the vendors in Friday night, that'd make me super happy.
See, that to me sounds easy though. Like Byron Rec we just did, nobody met us at the door. I walked over to where my spot was and set up.
Well, that's a great question. Would you prefer to get an email blast that says, hey, this is your booth number, come in and find your number?
Well, that's pretty cool. Or, Byron Rec sent us a map.
Yeah.
Right.
Beforehand, not over the email.
Right. I mean, as a vendor, I guess that would be, you know.
Well, then it was easy because then you shared that map with people and said, come see me.
Right.
You know, I'm in, spot number 37 or something along those lines.
Right.
Yep. I mean, that was really
but I
nice.
Guess passes aren't as big of a deal with a free show either. Because it's free, so who the hell cares how many passes you have?
Exactly.
So, you know?
You don't have to regulate any of that.
Right. And I mean, not that, as far as that goes, I looked at it different ways, and originally it was, you know, 2 per table. And you know what? If you got 3 guys that man your booth, you get 3 passes. I mean, yeah, don't show up with 12 of your buddies and get
right,
it all in for
right.
free.
Don't do the Travis you know? Bowles.
Right. You know, don't come in with 3 and then send everybody to the door to keep handing passes off, but... So that's not as big of a deal to me. I don't think there's enough lost revenue that it's going to collapse the show if eight people get in for free because they're helping their buddies. You know,
it's not going to make a difference.
So,
but another reason this will all probably get easier because you'll probably just give up on this and start like breeding butterflies next year. Maybe that'll be your new thing.
I don't really see the benefit to breeding butterflies, but
it's just something random that Pete might do.
Oh,
bees maybe. Because there's apparently a shortage of bees, and I'm deathly allergic, so that would make total sense.
I thought the killer bees were moving north, and it was a big problem.
There was another big thing on Facebook the other day about how we need to do certain things because we're losing the bee population, and if we lose the bees, we lose the flowers. If we lose the flowers, then
I think Peter's headed for
hippies
softcore.
Gonna put in their hair
softcore porn. That's where I think he's headed.
Why softcore?
Well,
you're such
start.
A lover.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah, but you don't start in softcore. You're starting gay. Now, if you know that about the industry or not, but
I mean, you've already got to start.
Most big popular porn stars end up getting barebacked by other dudes before they get to the women.
I didn't quite mean you were going to be in the movie. I don't think anyone really wants to see you naked.
There's somebody that's into everything.
Oh yes, there is.
What I meant is more along the line of like a producer kind of role.
Intern Zach, make a note of that.
Would you?
Softcore porn.
I don't think we've pretty much seen that all of his ideas, he's not really doing the work part of it. He's the idea part.
Right.
And so I don't think he would be the one actually doing the work.
He's the inventor.
Softcore porn. Yeah, he's the innovator.
Steve, I told you, microphones. That was my idea. Microphones. Nobody thought of that one.
What?
Get it?
I mean, guess I kind of get it.
I mean, I get what you were going for, but it was
Pete voice?
A pretty lame what? Attempt.
Was that your Pete voice?
Kinda. That was my Pete voice. Sorta. I think we sound tired tonight. You sound so mellow, Trav.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm a little tired. Super Bowl was a late night.
It was.
I mean, what, 10:30?
It's late for us.
I don't know. I stayed up to watch Brady's and Belichick's embrace.
I did too.
For quite some time.
Did you watch the hand and the trophy over?
I did not.
I just love how we went Facebook Live at halftime and I said, looks like this game's done.
Yep.
I was wrong.
And Brady heard you and he was pissed.
Hey, did you guys see the meme of Brady sitting on the bench praying and somebody wrote, I need to know whatever prayer it was that Brady said.
25 unanswered points. That's incredible.
I think it was more than that.
It ended up being 31 with the 31. Final touchdown. Yeah. But
unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. So Pete's a big Comic-Con mogul now. And me and Travis went to Byron Center Con. Is that Rec? Byron Center Rec Con. Just Saturday, one day show. Free admission to spectators.
What do you think about that idea?
I don't know. Part of me says the obvious, well, if nobody's got to pay, you'll get more people. And if they are in, they'll spend more money there. Part of me says, though, if you got to pay to get in, you're going to get people that want to be there because they're willing to pay some money to be there because they like this stuff. And if you're not going to pay, you're just going to get a lot of tire kickers. Let's go down and look at those freaks we see on TV. Let's go check out these cosplayers. And they just walk around and don't spend any money.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Okay. That's just...
I understand what you're saying, but I just think the people that we're going to pay or we're going to come regardless. And now you're also going to get the tire kickers and the people that just want to come down and check it out. So I think you're just getting more people. I don't think it turns off avid comic book fans.
No, it's not going to turn anybody off.
Yeah.
I think it looks like there's more people there that spending money than there really is. It's just an illusion. I'm not saying it's you're not losing any money regardless.
Yeah, and I think that's true.
You know.
Yeah, I mean I had a decent sales day, but I don't think there was people there just dropping heavy amounts of cash either.
It seemed to me I saw a lot of older people. Like walking around with like little kids.
Yeah. I think it's a perfect way to do it. If you're going to take your grandson to this show, oh, this one's free. I want to go to that.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a vendor, it cost us $30. It costs you $30 to sell your art prints?
Yeah.
I mean, that's cheap.
It is cheap.
Cheap show.
But.
I liked it. I thought it was a good show. It was fun. What'd you think?
Good venue. Good, I think the gym was really nice.
Yeah.
There was actually quite a spread of vendors there for as small as it was.
Yeah, Pete, you know how when we went there, it really seemed like there was 12 vendors?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, this year was much different. Obviously the word got around that it was worth coming to. The year prior, I swear, it was like 12 vendors.
Yeah, well, the word got around for about MesquiteCon.
Yeah.
I had four different people. Hey, I found out about the show at the Byron Center show, and I had no idea. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So,
were you handing out stuff?
No.
Didn't have anything to hand out. I didn't give him anything.
Oh.
So.
I was in the perfect spot to hand
out. You were?
Yeah.
Walk in the door.
Yeah, you told me that when you got down there.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it was perfect. So I just handed out some our stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just gonna kill me stuff. The leftover stuff I had, which wasn't much, but.
Oh, you guys didn't make more flyers? Oh, that's right. The idea guy that doesn't contribute anything makes those, doesn't he? Maybe he should have another idea about printing more.
That'd be awesome if
he would. That would be absolutely awesome.
Do we ever say that Pete doesn't contribute anything? I don't think that was ever said.
I don't say it.
Intern Zach, you want to play the tape back?
Speaking of intern Zach,
I think it a lot. But.
Right.
Zach's here. He's sitting on the couch. He's got camera set up. Maybe you'll get to see us.
Thanks to Justin for the killer idea of recording our podcast on video as well, because that hadn't been thought of by anybody in the group. So I was glad he suggested it.
That had been thought of. Just no one got off their ass and did it till we got intern Zach.
Zach, man. You're the man, Zach.
We appreciate you.
Totally thought of. We all thought it was a great idea.
Wonderful idea.
Nobody picked up a finger to do it. And still, we still know none of us three picked up a finger to do it.
And there's no guarantee it's going to still happen. I mean, let's be honest. Just because we throw down some video here, I mean, got to see something actually happen.
Yeah, intern Zach.
I think Zach's going to do it.
Well, why not? Pete's paying him.
That's a good point. Then that's not like an intern. The intern's unpaid.
Yeah, but he's not really getting paid right now, right? Yeah, I mean,
right.
He's sitting up here
he's
under
off the clock.
Record, yeah. So.
Yeah, he's not Cloud Nine Vapor's intern. He's my wife is going to kill me. Right. Podcast's intern. Hey,
so, Steve, while you're sitting there not selling your prints, did you have anything weird happen?
Yeah.
Not selling your prints.
I did.
How many prints did you sell, Steven?
Not many. I sold four.
Four? Whole day?
Yeah.
But you didn't lose money then. That's a good day.
I lost money.
Oh, you did?
Well, it was 30. I sold one for $10.
Yeah.
Then I sell three for 20.
Oh.
So I made $30. That pays back my booth, but not my gas to get there. Hmm. Not those pieces of pizza I had to buy for me and Katie.
His whole family was there, by the way.
They were all there to support me fail. They were all there to watch the plane crash.
And burn.
Yep.
Not only that, but didn't like Courtney rag on you and say your daughter just went and bought some art from someone else.
She did.
That's so good.
She did.
To me, it looked like art wasn't selling.
It looked like that, and that's what I'm going to tell myself.
Did you get a commission? Katie told me you got a commission.
I did.
Oh, that's cool.
I did. I got a commission. Sort of. I got a... No, it was not a commission. It was a request. It was a request from Eric.
Brink or Rebelli?
Rebelli.
Big sexy.
For some trolls. For his daughter.
Oh, okay.
It was like, draw them and I'll get them at MesquiteCon.
Perfect.
And you'll sell them to other people.
Has he got a booth there?
Rebelli?
I think he does.
Yeah. Okay, good.
All the heavy hitters are going to be there.
Dude, I'll tell you what was interesting. So me and Matt are walking around talking quite a bit. You know, he was there promoting. And he's like, I just had like three people say to me, oh, yeah, I got to get my stuff in for your show. And he goes, I know that they're doing the same thing for Pete's. And we're both sold out.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he goes, the one guy was a vendor at a show the year prior. And he's what do you do, you know? Yeah, turning people down, that'll be fun.
Well, like I said, there's only so much, and like I told you guys today via text, I've got an escape plan.
When do you start a waiting list? Is that
I did. Okay. I officially today I started a waiting list. I built a little bit of flexibility into the plan to be able to go, oh shit, you know what I mean? So, but
because if I bomb at Great Lakes,
you might want
you might have an artist booth, you know, and I'll need my money back, but.
I think in order for me to get your money back, I think you would have had to have paid me. So,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, you didn't say.
So wow. I guess maybe you thought you still had a booth.
Wow,
but you don't. So.
Damn. No. All right, that sucks. But
the only reason I know you didn't pay is because we talked about it the other day, and I thought for sure we had traded for it, and you were square. You're the one that told me that you hadn't paid me.
Well, the right thing to do is to say, Steve, that Mount Rushmore you did, that right there is all I need.
That
buddy.
Mount Rushmore is awesome.
Yeah. Well, and I'm hoping that you sell some of those prints. You're welcome. I told you you'd get a free t-shirt with it on there. And those are extra because you're a big guy. So
what happened? What? Anything weird? You said something weird happened. I cut you off.
Somewhere. So I was drawing on my iPad, and a girl, a woman, probably somewhere in the vicinity of our age, come up to me and she's like, is that an iPad Pro? And I'm like, yeah, it is. She's like, how do you make lines like that? And I'm like, okay, I don't know what you mean. She goes, I have an iPad Pro, I believe she said. She has some tablet of some sort. And she goes, and when I make my lines, they don't look like that. They don't look so smooth and crisp.
What you have to do is, first off, you've got to get talent.
Well,
when you find talent, come on back. We'll have a conversation.
So I didn't really know. I didn't want to say that.
Because you're like just trying to figure out what the hell she's talking about, right?
I'm still trying to figure out what it is. So I go, I open up the program, and I get my Apple Pencil out, and I'm like, well, I just make my lines, and I'm basically showing her how I draw lines, which is ridiculous, because it's like, this is, you know.
You're just drawing.
I'm drawing a line. She's
apply
just,
pressure so, in the desired direction.
So I make a nice line on the page or on the screen, and she goes, how did you do that? And I'm like, I just did it. I don't know. It takes practice. You just got to have a steady hand. Slide your hand across the screen real gently, just fluid motions, and try to make this thing, you know, look good. And she's like, I just can't seem to get it down. And I'm like, well, it just takes practice. And she says, okay, well, thank you so much. And she leaves. And then my daughter comes, leans over. She goes, she's just not as good as you, Dad. Well, I mean, not that I'm that great, but,
right.
You know.
You're good.
Just anyways.
You're good.
I thought it was weird. It was a longer exchange than that, but I didn't want to bore anybody and have Pete start ragging on me because that was probably about ready to happen.
Well, that was probably about the perfect way to tell the story, so it's good that you started to think that way.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that was pretty good.
Listeners, you're welcome.
That was a good story.
You like that story?
Yeah, that was good.
It was a good story. Short, concise, two laughs with a callback. I like that.
You hit it.
Well done.
I thought when I described what the guy's jacket looked like that dropped the pile at the last thing.
I thought that was a good story.
Nice detail, painted a nice picture, described the cracks in the sidewalk, the lip.
Did you and Matt make out?
No, but it was heading that way.
All right. Because Renata did a Facebook Live video.
Oh, yeah. We pretended that we did.
Okay.
All right. I think both of us were on board. We were both pretty
smiley.
We're dipping our toe in the water.
Yeah.
You know?
Just feeling it out, huh?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time. I didn't have anything weird. The only thing I'd say is I was set up right across from a guy, and we've seen him at a ton of shows. I wish I could remember his name. So if you walked in the front door of this place, he was the booth on the left. I was the booth on the right.
He was mad.
And you
was he last year when you walked in? Was he the same booth on the left?
Guy in his probably 50s.
Same stuff every show. Overpriced, never sells anything.
Yeah, but I think you might be thinking of, this is he's probably 6 foot, black guy.
This guy was not black.
It usually has a mustache. I know who you're thinking of.
But this guy, typically double the price and 50% off.
He had a sign that said, if you spend over $200, you get 60% off.
Oh.
So, I mean, but I would be honest, you could spend $200 at this booth pretty easy because a lot of his stuff was marked $200.
And at 60% off, you're still paying top dollar.
You're paying $120
for it. You're paying full retail.
So it was ridiculous. So people would walk into his booth and be like, hey. Then you look over at my booth and here's this dude that's like, I need to get rid of shit, man. I got to sell some stuff. I got Mythic Legions.
The fat white guy usually has a mustache?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I know him.
I'm over there going, man, I got to get my Mythic Legions fixed, dude. Come buy this stuff from me. And so it was one of those things, man. Show got done at 4. He was 1 o'clock packing up.
Yeah. He is so grumpy.
And I don't know if somebody gave him a dirty look or something because he stopped packing up. It was weird, you know. It's one of those shows, man. People just come in. It was weird. I got a lot of $20 purchases. I was pretty happy. So I did well. I ended up doing, I don't think I told you, but I ended up doing probably about $800 in sales. So, you know, obviously I'd say like $400 of that was profit. So for me, like a one day show, $400.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's great. You know, that's great. And got to hang out with friends. Joe Teague helped me set up, and that it was huge. Kyle Moore helped me set up because, of course, Boone's show was an hour and 20 minutes late.
With all, and he had all the stuff.
He had the cage.
Oh shit!
It was The setup was 6 to 8. He got there like 7:10.
Oh.
Yeah. Renata, of course, showed up. Joe Crazy Bill. Eric Brink was there, you know, and then Ben Talmadge, Derek Trevelyan. We're set up across from a bunch of people. It was pretty cool. You know, there's like my booth, Gavin's, you know, Tardy's, Gavin Deanna. And I mean, it was like, okay, so imagine the really fun section of the show. We're all over there just having a great time. And then on the other side of the show is Steven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at MesquiteCon, it's actually Steven. Then you, Mike Brandis, across from you is Tashi Station, and then Gavin.
Yeah. So, well, to be honest, your wherever you're at in your room.
That's true.
It really looks pretty fun to me. I mean, you know, and obviously it's a smaller room too, but man, it's pretty loaded.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, so it was a good time. I'm excited to talk about my haul stuff from it.
So. Let's do it. So, Pete, we can't start this till you say it.
Hey!
Hey! Well,
I got nothing to say. I didn't get anything. Okay. Thanks, UPS guy.
That's what we're looking for. There wow, go. There he goes.
There we go. You want me to go ahead and start with this?
You might as well.
Okay. I didn't bring it all.
Yeah, go for it. Actually, what we're gonna do is we're gonna do this Facebook Live, so people can see this.
And of course, I didn't bring a whole bunch of stuff, but that's
okay. You didn't bring a whole bunch of stuff.
It's totally okay. We're good.
But we're going to do this so people can see it at home. I know that doesn't benefit you people that are listening right now. It's just slowing things down. But that's what we're going to do.
Intern Zach. A recording of the podcast as well.
All right, Travis, what do you got?
All right, so.
Just so the listeners know, we're doing live right now. Zach will shout out comments if they make them. So that's where the comments are coming from.
Yes.
And Travis, tell us what you got for Thanks UPS Guy.
Byron Rec Comic Con was really good to me. Okay.
Okay.
So good to me that I couldn't bring it all here.
That's great that we're videotaping then.
Yes.
Did you get it? Did
I
you
forgot.
Get
it?
Perfect.
I totally forgot we're doing
Did you get it all home from Byron Center? Okay.
I did.
Then why could you not bring it here?
Because I forgot. Okay, I forgot we were doing.
He's got no good reason.
Okay, so really quick.
Hey, good call, Justin. We're so glad we did this.
Hey, can you put that phone on my picture here?
Oh my God! The lamest.
Let's put your phone to my phone.
Facebook Live. That can ever exist.
That's a picture of toys, right? It's not something else.
It's just ridiculous.
All right, so I walk around the show. Right after, I mean, right before it starts. And I talked to my good friend, Steven.
Right.
Down in Artist Alley.
But down in Artist Alley.
Artist's Corner. Like,
he's right across from the...
I don't want anybody to see...
The food stuff, so...
this guy.
So I get done talking to him, and I'm like, okay, good luck, buddy, yay. And I go to the next booth, and there's these two guys there, and it would be like if you two tomorrow are like, let's just sell half our collection. Let's just sell some of the stuff. We need to thin it down. Yeah. I want to buy some Mythic Legions. Let's do this.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like, hey, how you guys doing? And I look, and the guy's got a box of all of these DC classic figures.
Okay.
Okay, so we're talking Superman, Joker, Riddler.
Flash, I saw.
Flash. Green Arrow.
Kid Flash or Wally West.
Nightwing.
Raven. Cyborg. Azrael, you know, Batman, you know, when he was Azrael, I think, or was it? Yeah, anyway.
Azrael's on the Smurfs, isn't he? Is Gargamel's cat?
Yes, that is Azrael.
All right.
So all these
loose, complete, bagged with the cards,
and with Build-A-Figure pieces.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm looking at him and I'm like, okay, what do you want for these? And he's going, well, I was thinking $8 each, any one. Or 2 for $12. And I'm like, that's $6 each. And I'm pretty sure some are worth more than 10. So I go, how about for the whole box? And he's like, how about 75? Which was actually more than $6 each for each one.
Right, but you're an idiot whose math sucks and you didn't catch it until like an hour later.
I did catch it.
He was eating a hot dog and he went, fuck, crap.
I actually said to him, I'm like, and he's like, No, you know, I get that, but it would be, and I'm like, you know, dude, how about 70? And he's like, And I'm like, what am I thinking? Here's $75. Why am I being an asshole over $5? You know, he's giving me a good deal. He's happy, you know. So They also have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 men on card Star Wars figures. I'm sorry, this is the worst way we've ever done this. But
it'd be fine if we were actually live. We actually can show this stuff off.
Yes. Anyway, so
why don't you just think of it in your head and we'll try to see it.
So I have these Star Wars figures, okay, and they're the vintage collection and everything. And the guy's like, yeah, I was thinking just I was going to do like, I don't know, $4 each or something. But if you buy them all, I'll do $25. So I was like, sold. Bought a couple of comic books from East to West, number 1, 2, and 3, which I was like, oh, it's a number one. I mean, it's you know, my favorite book by Hickman. So I grab all those. So I walk away from that table and a He-Man book that I bought, and I walked right over to Steve and go, here you go, buddy.
But I liked.
Yep, I love you.
Because of the huge loss that you're going to incur today, here's a book.
Here you go.
Hope you can read while nobody buys your art.
I should have gave it to him at the end of the show.
Right.
Should have.
So I instantly walked to my booth.
Better yet, you could have bought some.
I show Kyle, and I know Kyle's always been after some DC classics. And Kyle's like, I want these six. All right, perfect.
Okay. 114 is what you sold them for,
no,
right?
I actually, but pretty close to what I paid for the whole lot. So, Kyle, now that you're hearing this, I'm sorry. I'm that bad of a friend. I'd screw you. But I also did give you a good deal. Don't forget that, Kyle. I love you. Kyle, if you're watching, I love you. Okay?
How many viewers right now?
You have 3.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
My mom. Matthew
Rodriguez wants to know where you guys are. Where
Steve's
where you
mom.
Are.
My mom, I don't think, is watching. She doesn't care enough. So.
Okay, Matthew Rodriguez wants to know where you guys are. So we're
right, certainly isn't neighbor. His wife.
Just Brink. Now, Travis got into a weird situation because he was like, my mom, Steve's mom.
Oh.
And my mom is dead. So he was like, what am I going to say? And it was awkward for him. And I wanted to point that out. So
it was not awkward. Because I feel nothing. What does Matt want to know?
Matt wants to know where you're at. And we're at Cloud9 Vapor. This is Pete's business. And Eric Brink wants to know when you guys are going to have a best of your podcast episode, like a best of everything.
That would require.
Tell him we are not going to answer that right now.
The question he's asking.
Tell him
he loved him enough to take his money.
Listener questions.
Is Kyle watching right now?
I don't believe so.
All right, okay. So I take those figures, all right, and I go home, of course, and I start to look them up because I bought them to flip. You know, that's
so the six that you the six you sold Kyle are not in there.
Oh, they're gone. He wanted these. He wanted, like, Superman, Joker. Oh, okay. Yeah, so they're all gone. So I told him I wanted to bring them home because I wanted to bring them on the podcast.
Right.
So, anyway, so these vintage collection figures, Star Wars, I go and start looking them up. $20, $10, $15, $30, $65.
They're the repro ones, right?
Yeah, they're the reproduction. Yep. They're well, I should say reproduction. Yeah, but they're redone ones. Yes,
right. But it's the vintage looking card. And,
but they're
right.
Nice. They're nice, really nice figures. Right. Well, one of them is the Princess Leia one that is like $25, $35, $65.
Damn.
And I'm like, what the crap? So I send to our Facebook friend group. We got a message chat going on, and I go, I send a screenshot of the Princess Leia eBay prices, and I go, why is this going up like this? Why is it trending up? What the heck is going on? And Steve replies,
I have no idea, ? Sarcastically, because of the recent loss of Carrie Fisher. Like, you dipshit. She just died, you idiot, is what I was trying to say.
So I reply, well, no shit, you don't know. I wasn't asking you.
Because you're an idiot, Steve.
Because you're an idiot. So then he explained to me later, kind of we talked about it, and then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that one little
rest
purchase I made, very happy. Right. Okay, and plan to flip. I got a big boa custom from, oh, my gosh, how can I forget? His name's Randy. I want to say it's Artman, but he just joined our Michigan Toy Trader
group.
That
sounds right.
It is something like that.
Yep, he's a G.I. Joe guy, loves doing customs. I got a big boa from him. And I also got a Thing and a Dakin. Marvel Legends.
Is that how you say it, is Dakin?
That's how I say it. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's how I would say
You're asking Travis how to say things?
Right. Yeah, that's how I read it.
You're referring to Dark Wolverine, right?
Yes.
Logan's son?
Logan's son. So,
you got something you can show us yet?
Then I got this. Okay. Now.
It's just paint, right?
You want to pass that over and we will. Now, this is just paint.
Just paint.
On a Mythic Legions builder. Orc builder, I guess.
Orc Legion builder, yep. So, Bill, funny story is, Bill buys this from me. Okay? I sell it to Bill. Bill takes it home and paints it. And I will tell you, this figure is awesome on its own. Mythic Legion's detail was amazing. But it's a Legion builder. It's very bland figure. It's supposed to be your army of orcs.
Stripped down paint apps.
Yes. So Bill then takes that figure and he puts some killer paint on it. And I don't know if the video will do it justice or anything like that, but we'll post some pictures on there. Absolutely amazing. And I was super impressed with it. Loved it. And he hands it back to me and goes, "That's for you, dude." And
aww.
Gives it to me as a gift.
He's such a sweetheart.
He paid me $50 for this.
And then painted it. And then, gave then it painted back to it you.
And gave it back to me. And I am such a cold-hearted bastard. I'm like, thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Jeez.
Hey, I'm going to need that pass back, by the way, too, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Just killer. And I love it. I'm going to take it home. He did keep the weapons, so I don't feel so bad.
You should feel horrible.
He kept the weapons?
He wanted the weapons. Oh. Yeah. Which, I mean, I have tons of weapons from because it came with so much.
Indian giver.
Yeah, but so I can't wait to open him up, take some pictures, and put him on my shelf. Super excited about that. Not here because we did a Facebook Live video of it, but I did get it this last week. Was that Moon Knight figure that Chris...
Yeah, that was it was cool. I was glad I got to check that out last night.
What did you think looking at the video, though? What did you think of that
figure?
It's
exactly what... It's out of the fucking comic.
It's right out of the comic.
It's perfect.
Oh man, so. He killed it. It's an amazing figure. Our pictures and a video is on Facebook, so check that out. But oh, just killer.
When we talked about the book though, and the custom, you remember whose idea it was? Just use the chameleon. I think it was me.
Was it
again? Ideas, no talent at all. So, no. Von Creep Customs, Chris Middlecamp. Did a killer job on that thing. And, of course, Crazy Bill has never done anything that isn't superior quality, just kick-ass, man.
The fun thing about this, too, and both, I shared that video on a Marvel Legends site, which I haven't got a lot of feedback yet on that from. I got likes, but I shared this on the Mythic Legions group's pages and got some pretty cool comments. Yeah. And one of the horsemen actually replied on it, too. He liked it. I'm sorry, so. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Cornboy?
Yes.
Yep. Nice.
Yep, so pretty cool. Last but not least, we had talked about the one-offs that were showing up on eBay from China, I want to say. So I got on eBay and I bought myself a Crossbones. This was one of our top Marvel Legends figure. He made a couple of our lists, I think. Not of this last year, but of
right.
You know the history
years.
Yep, of Marvel Legends. And so when these kind of started flooding on eBay, I'm like, holy crap, I'm going to get one. I'm just going to pull the trigger on it. I want to say, I think I paid $30. I can't say, what the original costs, but holding that figure and looking at him, does that look like a bootleg to you?
No, not at all.
Same here. I mean, I felt like it's...
So this isn't a custom, this is a bootleg.
In my opinion, it's a one-off. It is a factory error one or something. I don't know what they did. But it is. So they call them one-offs. And what that means is something about him, they took him off and did not put him, didn't sell him. And
so this figure exists.
Yes.
Okay.
I wonder if it's that I can't bend his right hip.
And maybe that's what it was. Maybe he's got a stiff hip.
He's froze up on his right leg. I can't bend it out as if you were going to try to make him do the splits. You see there's a joint there? I can't.
And we all know how important it is to Steven that his figures can do the splits.
They need to do the splits.
I like to get those.
It's absolutely.
Get in there.
Oh, there it goes. Oh, but out, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In order to put him in a wide stance.
And maybe that's it. Maybe that's what they pulled the plug. Because I look at him and I'm like. It's not a bootleg. How could that be a bootleg?
Right. I almost... That head feel a little small.
Well, that's... that on that body, that was always the complaint, was that the head was a little small because that body's just so jacked.
Oh, it's a beefcake, man.
Yep, so jacked.
Yeah, I absolutely love the figure. And
the paint app is great on the vest and stuff.
I'm going to tell you right now, my opinion, if you don't mind waiting 2 weeks, 4 weeks sometimes for something to come from China, go to one of these trusted sellers. Go to one of these people that have made thousands of sales and has good and get this figure if you want a Crossbones. I've seen Crossbones at shows before. I want to say he's like a $70 figure.
Oh.
I'm not, you know, that's not happening.
Do you remember what wave he was in? What BAF?
Aries.
So this is a Toy Biz way.
Yes, Toy Biz. Yep, that's the Aries figure.
You can tell because they had weird hips back then. His balls joints.
You know what? I am pretty sure that was still Toy Biz.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Marvel Entertainment. Toy Biz. Yep. Yep. It's a 2006 figure. It's 10 years old. But so that's the weird thing, though, too. So how does a 10-year-old figure...
Yeah, if it's a one-off...
How do they just all of a sudden start showing up?
I wonder if they weren't cleaning out a warehouse and found a box and went, oh, shit. You know?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird to me. And I've watched a couple big-name toy reviewers, Advocate Pinoy being one of them. I'm pretty sure he did this one where he talked about that. He's like, dude, it's... I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
Use your words.
Had the actual Crossbones too.
You mean you can't tell the difference between the real one and that one? Right. Is what you're trying to say?
And maybe it wasn't Crossbones that he did it with. It might have been a different figure. But yeah, you really couldn't tell the difference.
And Joe Ryan said, "I picture drums of reject figures in factories, and when they get off work, little guys filling their pants with them before they leave."
That's probably very, very true.
And then Kyle Moore also said, "Pete, you are a sexy beast."
Goddamn right.
Here you go, Kyle.
You know, Joe, I think you're right. I mean, that's what it's. If you just imagine if you're a dude over there and you know the value of these toys, you know, because we see them, they sometimes before they ever show up here, some of them will show up on eBay.
Right.
And I can't remember. There was this one seller that always had them. And I think that's a big part of what's going on.
Straight up thief.
Yeah.
He was stealing shit from work.
I don't know. To me, it's weird for these figures to show up now so much later. And it does kill the value on, like, if you were sitting on a, you know, a old Crossbones, all of a sudden, you know, one of these. But I tell people.
If you wanted to wait, you waited 10 years too long, homie. Yeah. That's too long.
Well, you know what I say, too? You know, with any of these toys now, you really got to be careful anyway. Because, you know, a great example was that the dupe Deadpool, the Toy Biz Deadpool. I mean, I sold one of those for $180, I think. And now that figure is, like, plummeted, and I've heard it's to $80. Why?
Because the new Deadpool is awesome!
Exactly. The new one's awesome. It's better. It's better. It's a better figure.
Well, and even that, and just wait, you know, wait until all these diamond waves hit of when they re-release that. And I bought 3 cases of just Deadpool. I've got 18 of those bad boys coming, you know? When those hit, you're going to see...
And that's how this happens. With 10 years down the road, when Pete gets those Deadpools, that's how this stuff happens.
He's a diamond guy. That makes perfect good. You hit the nail on the head, Steven.
Fucking
diamond.
So that was my haul. I was pretty happy with it. I'm so sorry I didn't bring the rest because I totally forgot.
You're definitely sorry.
I had that. I was going to do that. You know what I noticed, too? Right on here on the back of his head, there is a little bit of... There's some paint. You know, a paint smudge. So maybe that was
makes you wonder what is bad enough to not meet their quality control specs.
Yeah,
you know,
hard to tell them.
And I wonder too if there's not maybe some sort of a time frame on their stuff of, hey, well, you guys can't do anything with us until something expires, and maybe that window hit, and they, oh, hey, now we can liquidate this stuff. Maybe there's a licensing thing or something that maybe they couldn't do. I don't know. But
Who knows?
Seems strange that 10 years later, all of a sudden,
they
all crop up.
Yep,
by the box load, it sounds like.
Yep.
All right, is that it for your thanks, UPS guy?
That's it for me.
Pete, you got anything?
Hell no.
Nothing for Pete. All right, well, I got something. I got my Voltron finally able to complete my Voltron. So we're going to do it right here.
Damn, he's really getting some mileage out of this Voltron, isn't he?
Yes, this is the third podcast? Yeah.
No, it's not. Well, I guess it is.
Who the third?
It is. Because every time, I'm surprised he didn't stretch it out. He'd get a line every podcast.
Thanks, UPS guy. Hey, what'd you get? I got this dead horse I'm beating.
Why didn't it say something here? What's going on here?
You may want to hold off for the Chinese knockoffs of these as well, apparently.
Steven, angry.
I am angry. Oh, I bet you I know.
I really hope that Voltron says, you're not putting it on right, dipshit.
Voltron is the only thing that can stop Zarkon.
Oh, power button. That's it. We got it. Figure it out, guys. It's the power button.
No, it's not figured out because it's every other time it says...
Okay, move on to the next one. See what happens when you put the other one on.
All right, I'm moving on.
Thank God.
Nothing?
Let's assemble Voltron and get rid of these Golra.
I'm assembling it, you idiot. Uh-oh. This is not... Now it's supposed to be going down here. Maybe get...
Voltron!
Yeah, I'm doing it, buddy.
Joe Ryan said, please tell me you opened them before the show. I have to sleep at 10.
I'll have you back, Keith.
Okay, so Keith registered.
The Green Lion. We're coming in hot.
All right. We're going to get the Green Lion in.
Up. We're waiting on the Yellow Lion.
Yellow Lion's there, jackass.
Fuck, we're waiting on the Yellow Lion.
Maybe you should take it out and put it back in slowly.
Yeah, maybe spit on it. Try to spit on it.
Every time I've done this at home, do I have them on the wrong side? Maybe that's it. I do. This thing's smarter than me. Yes. I know better than this. The blue lion goes over here.
Can you stop dropping stuff on the cables, though?
Blue lion, ready for action.
Yeah, it works just fine.
Don't be concerned, guys. Steven does not come with the figures, so yours will work just fine.
I don't like the power sword.
The power sword is definitely not as cool.
What was the power sword called again?
Blazing sword.
Blazing sword, yeah.
Red, green, black, blue, and yellow lions detected. Voltron.
Steve, you do know this is a podcast, right? I mean, I know we're Facebook Live, but...
What? What are you trying to tell me?
Talk.
Joe said he loves you, Steven.
You're supposed to talk while I'm doing this. When I'm busy doing that as a co-host, you're supposed to take over and commentate and say something to the listeners.
Steve is struggling with his Voltron.
You're supposed to make jokes, be funny, be engaging, be entertaining. I really, seriously, have to carry the whole damn show?
He's still struggling.
Listeners, I did that a couple episodes ago, and I've got nothing but bitched at because it was an all Pete episode. So...
Yeah, well, when it's time for Pete to talk, he doesn't say shit, and when you want him to shut up, he won't stop talking.
He's still struggling with Voltron.
The hell?
Can I see Voltron?
No, we're why? Why? It's a podcast. No, oh my
but
God.
I would want to see it so I can talk about it.
Oh, now you got to talk about it? You have to have it in your hands?
Well, I would like to. I mean, you wouldn't let
seriously.
It...
Seriously.
Viewers and listeners, you may want to notate Steven's attitude today. He's on his menstruation, so 3 to 4 weeks, you might want to skip that episode, too, because it'll come right back around.
Sand in his vagina.
I wanted people to hear...
Oh, they heard it.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I do this with you guys.
He is freaking out. Now that I can see the front of him... Dude, isn't the front of him awesome?
It is almost as cool as a Megazord.
See...
I mean, when I was getting his rear end, I mean, I thought the rear was pretty cool.
It was a good-looking rear.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Man... Dude, you were right on buying this.
It's awesome. It's the best. I love it. I can't.
You got a bill? $100 into that total when all said and done?
No, that was like $20 because Courtney's listening.
Kyle said maybe someone who doesn't have sausage fingers should put that one together.
110. It was 20, 20, 20, 20, and 30, right? All right.
Yeah.
You can't shake your head. It's a podcast, Steven.
You don't want to say it. You don't want to say it. I love it. I will maybe get one.
Maybe, huh?
Maybe. It's hard.
I know it's hard.
Yeah. It's cool. It really is cool.
All right, that's the last time Voltron will show up on a podcast.
I bet it doesn't. I bet it doesn't.
Why would it?
The best of 2017. Stevie. There's no way that'll make your... who knows?
It's pretty badass.
It's badass. It's awesome.
I'd like to know what Kyle Moore thinks. He was just a naysayer.
He was a naysayer, but you know what? Remember when he was
No,
here?
He was a naysayer. Yeah. He was, and then he was like, okay, now I've got to have that.
Yeah,
so.
When he actually saw that right. how...
And then he went to all of our Muskegon stores and hid that shit from us so he can get it next time he's around when he's got his M-Perks coupons.
I'm sure he did.
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
You didn't get anything at Byron?
Nope. Not
With what money?
With what money?
Prince.
I got a pizza to feed my child.
Steve's family helped me unload or pack up the whole... I mean, I'm like, you guys really should leave. And they stayed and helped me pack
up. Was that your mom and dad were there packing up too?
No.
Oh, no, that's a different vendor friend of ours. Never mind.
No.
So
he actually was, like, I could tell Steve wanted to go. He just wanted to leave. And the girls were like, we want to stay and help.
That's bullshit. I was not going to leave you.
Yeah, but that's how kind
of yes, because Steven has never left anybody at a Comic-Con before. And with that, we thank you guys for joining us for this portion, the Thanks UBS Guy portion of the podcast. Travis, Steven, Pete, intern Zach behind the mic. Till next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.
All right. That brings us to what are we reading? Trav, what did you read?
I didn't get a chance to read a thing this last week.
Slacker. Pete, where you at? What's going down?
I did not finish anything this week. Very little reading, but I didn't finish anything.
But guess who did read some stuff?
Intern Zach, what'd you read?
Bullshit. Look at this. Pete, or Travis, when did I get this from you?
Oh my gosh. Did you go to work today?
Yeah, I did.
You took that from my house last night.
Look at that.
Peter, are you as amazed as I am? He's got a graphic novel in his hand, Venom Dark Origin. It's a full graphic novel.
Sorry, I lost track. It stung a little bit knowing that you guys were hanging out again without me last night, and I missed. Yes, and it's a full graphic novel. So.
By, like Travis said, Venom Dark Origin by Wells and Medina. You know those people?
That rear cover is awesome.
The covers, I think both the covers are pretty cool.
Yeah,
the front cover.
That's pretty good art.
And the rear cover. The art inside is pretty good. It's not knocking my socks off. But it's definitely decent art.
Probably sell more than three prints at a show, but it's decent.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, who am I to judge? Jesus. Anyways,
the only reason I can judge is because I'm not talented at all. Yeah. So that's why I judge.
Venom I like Venom. I've always liked Venom. I am not a Venom connoisseur. I don't like I've read when Venom is in Spider-Man books and whatnot. But I just love his design. I love his character design. And this was really kind of an origin story. It kind of shows why Eddie Brock is broken. And I think it was fun. I will say that there are a few panels, a few sequences in there that I was like, well, I'm not sure exactly what's going on here. And I had to reread them a bunch of times and then just be like, okay, I get the gist of it and move on. But it kind of confused me in a few areas.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I was flipping through. There's quite a few big words in there.
It's not the words. It's the art and the words. I just don't. I can't put them together in certain areas. But overall, very good story. If you like Venom, you should check it out. So it was a fun read. I was pretty excited when I saw that, and I would like to read more Venom stuff. Like that.
It's pretty good.
That's not that old, is it?
No. It's like a kind of a retelling story. You know,
you've read it, right, Trev?
You know what? I don't think I have.
Really?
I think this is on my shelf and it's something that I've never read before.
Well, it starts out when Venom's a little when Eddie Brock
it's an Eddie
child.
Brock story, really.
It is an Eddie Brock story. Spider-Man is in it minimally. And goes into Eddie's relationship with his father and just some crazy stuff in it. So, Travis, why don't you read that? Take that with you.
Thank you. Thank you, Steven.
So I recommend that. That's good. Cool.
I'm glad. Glad you enjoyed it.
Glad I could contribute.
TVs, movies, and trailers. Really not much to talk about. During the Super Bowl, there was a little teaser, Guardians of the Galaxy. There's fun little snippets in it, but I don't think anything new to talk about.
I did notice that it looked like Nebula was hanging with the heroes.
There is a group shot of all those heroes hanging together, including Yondu as well, too.
Yondu in that little...
Mantis.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Now, that's a character I'm not familiar with. Yeah,
she's been in Guardians of the Galaxy book before. She was an Avenger, too.
Really?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
There was a new Logan trailer, TV spot. There was a new character in it, like a very pale, white-skinned person that people, I don't know, maybe are confusing for Sinister, but I did not feel like that was Sinister at all. I thought more was possibly Caliban. Remember in the last X-Men movie that came out when Psylocke was working for that white-skinned mutant whose ability is to find people?
Yeah.
I think that's who that was, but... but the one thing that did drop was the Stranger Things Season 2 trailer, and I would say it's probably more of a teaser.
Very much so.
Yeah. Did you see it, Peter?
I caught a part of it where one of the kids appeared to be like in a Ghostbusters outfit.
Yeah, it's like they're dressed up for Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all I caught.
Yep. It looked great.
Not showing you much, but it sure got me excited.
Showed you Eleven, showed you Hopper. Showed you, the little boy that was lost.
Yeah.
All season. Showed you a really freaky, scary-looking monster silhouette out in the distance that looked like it was, like, Cthulhu-size monster, you know? I mean, like...
Yeah.
Like, city devourer.
We've got to wait till October? Halloween? Yeah,
Halloween.
That was the kick in the balls.
Yeah.
As I thought it was going to say, like, June.
Oh, that would have been nice.
You know? But no, they said October, and I was like, oh, shit.
We're going to sit down and Facebook Live that entire series.
We're just going to watch it with from Facebook. Zach's going to hold end. That phone
yep.
beginning for 13 end. Hours or whatever.
Yep.
Oh, Zach's getting tired over there. So, speaking of, did you guys see when their cast won that award at whatever it was?
Yeah.
And the guy that plays Hopper, I don't know his
name.
Gave his speech, which was, you know...
I wanted to talk about this.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. Pete probably didn't see it.
I'm sure Pete didn't see it. What part do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about Winona, or do you want to talk about the guy's speech?
Winona's all you talk about. I mean...
Really, no, I just wanted to say that I was confused, because I try to stay as far away from politics as I can.
Yep.
Right? And the Trump thing, I know some people love him, some people hate him, people are fighting over it. I'm not on a side, so I don't care. When I saw that dude's speech, I was like, that was so cool. I think
it was a great speech.
It's what he said. It was just like, hey, we're Midwesterners in the world of Stranger Things, and we're going to stand up to bullies, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And I was like, yeah, that's freaking cool. Then I get on Facebook, and I find out, maybe... Everybody interpreted that as an anti-Trump thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I didn't even think of that. I didn't even... Yeah. Really? Was that? He never mentioned Trump.
Yeah, it probably was. But even if it wasn't, it was a great speech.
It was so cool. And then I was like, but wait a minute. If he's going to get... What? Seriously? TV and politics? I don't get it. Stars and politics. I don't get that whole thing. So, I don't know. It just confused me.
Did
you
see it?
No.
Now we can talk about Winona.
During it, is standing next to him. And she makes, I want to say, probably 30 different facial
expressions
throughout his speech. From the...
Her eyes bulge, her head jerks to the left.
Like she's on drugs or something?
Like
she's seeing things that aren't there.
Yes, like a crazy person.
Or she's really thinking about what he's saying, and everything he's saying is surprising the shit out of her.
It's something you have to see. And I saw this amazing one video where someone put a piece of pizza in Hopper's hand. And then the pizza like starts flying around the screen, you know, where her eyes are going, like following it. So it was entertaining. Now, I did hear she came out and said that, or maybe she didn't say it, but, well, that his speech, he, the night prior, they had a get-together, and he read him them the speech he was going to give. It was not this speech.
So she was like, what the hell is this shit?
Exactly. She was more like sitting there going, what the hell is going on right now? And that was more of what her facial reactions
and that's were. Really, you know, the media takes this stuff and they blow it up and they're like, oh, Winona Ryder's crazy.
Exactly.
If you really look at it, it does look like she's just totally surprised by what's going on.
Yeah, and crazy.
And a little bit crazy.
And hot still.
I don't know. She's crossing the line for me.
Of what?
Not so hot.
Really?
Just going into the realm of normalcy.
Oh, because she's
like,
40?
Like a Muskegon hot. Like, you know, where we live.
Yeah.
Muskegon hot. But not like star hot.
She's 40. I mean, dude, what do you want from her?
So was Jennifer Aniston. I still give Jennifer Aniston star hot. She's Muskegon pretty now. She's not like, you know, celebrity pretty. To me.
Molly.
It's like Indiana hot, you know.
I get it.
A chick in Indiana hot is like, that's even not as good as.
Winona Ryder has ever been on Jennifer Aniston's like level of hotness ever, though.
No, when she was in Mr. Deed, she was pretty. Maybe not Jennifer Aniston, but what I'm saying is Jennifer Aniston she's maintained her level of hotness.
Gotcha.
Jennifer Aniston has actually gotten hotter. There's some haircuts and some stuff like on Friends where she's like, there's episodes where Courtney Cox blows her out of the water. And Winona Ryder,
I disagree with that, but okay. Well, I mean, it's your opinion.
Well, then obviously I can't be right if Steve disagrees.
I just, but, oh my God, he's such a baby.
I wouldn't know because I'm not a homo and I didn't watch Friends.
Okay. Well, I guess I was a homo, and I watched Jennifer Aniston when they lost Marcel, and she's wearing that little checkered skirt, that little like schoolgirl outfit. Oh my gosh!
That's right, because you're not a homo. You watch stuff like Conan, where guys fuck llamas.
Well, I watched that too.
Yeah, that's totally not. Yeah, that's totally worse.
I love that movie.
Friends, yeah.
Conan. So,
but no,
he also does a few other things in that
punches
movie.
A camel.
Winona Ryder
thinking about the camel. And Mr.
Deeds
about
is
the, women,
the top.
But, so. Oh, I love when he punches the camel, though.
Yeah.
You idiot. You idiot. Come on. Do it.
So, we got a new bit. What's the new bit?
We don't have any new bits. We got
no new
shit.
Bits.
We are going to have a shorter show today.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. Pete, at 5 minutes into the show, said he was going to throw out there. He was going to request any comments or questions.
We're going to see if we got any listener feedback, questions, comments, concerns.
Eric Munez said, talk about the Super Bowl. I'm a Pats fan.
We did.
Eric, you know what I find really amusing about this? I hate to throw Eric under the bus like this. Who am I kidding? I love to. Eric did not comment on your post. Eric sent us a message.
Oh.
Because Eric has told me that he has gotten in trouble before because he comments on our posts and then it shows up on his wife's news feed and she gets mad that he listens to something that's called My Wife is Going to Kill Me.
This is Eric who?
Munez, you don't know him.
Oh.
No. I mean, we don't know him.
He's, right, okay. Yes, yeah. We know a couple of Erics. It could have been Rebellion, it could have been Brink.
Yeah, Eric, and it's a perfect example of why we have this podcast.
Because our
wives are really going to kill us.
Yeah, they are.
Eric, we talked a little bit about the Super Bowl, and it was pretty damn entertaining. I guess that'd be a great
Let's just talk start. About how good-looking... Brady is.
Damn. Oh, we discussed that quite a bit.
You can't get around it.
He is unbelievably good looking.
Wow.
Man, if I was interested, which I am, it would be him. Okay? It would so be him.
Tom Brady?
Oh.
You never noticed how good looking Tom Brady is?
He's a good looking guy. Yeah. I'll give him that.
Wow.
So I'm more of a Julio Jones kind of guy. But yeah.
Oh, God, he is a freak of nature. Oh, he's a freak.
So Joe Ryan said, different locations are known for different types of local foods. We here in Chicago love our Chicago-style hot dogs and our deep-dish pizzas. What do you guys all have locally that is similar that when someone is in town, you say, ooh, man, we got to go get us some Michigan? Also, you guys making it to Kane County this spring, April 23rd. Joe, we are going to meet you there at Kane County for sure.
I hope I can make it.
Yeah, I'm selling there. So.
Oh, you are?
I haven't got my booth yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to. So, Joe, we got to make sure we hook up, and we will be coming for some of that deep dish pizza for sure. Pete, what do you recommend? When someone comes here, what's your thing? What do you say?
I mean, Michigan-wise, like what I look forward to, there's a place called the Big Easy in Middleville, and it's a sandwich shop, and they have the best freaking Cajun turkey deli sandwich you've ever had in your life. Here, if you come to the Muskegon area, you have got to get a Mr. Scribbs pizza.
Oh, I agree.
Mr. Scribbs totally is where agree. It's at, man.
That is...
And describe this pizza for him, I guess.
Thin crust. Thin
crust. Greasy as all hell. Comes in a paper bag.
Yep. It was a thin cardboard underneath it, so you can carry it in a paper bag. Just has a flavor that nobody else has.
Yep. And Joe, I would also throw out a pizza place. I'm going to say Bernio's. It's more of a...
Sucks. Don't go to Bernio's. I hate freaking Bernio's.
Wow.
You know this about me.
Wow.
But go ahead, Bernio's? Give you your opinion. But it's more of Bernio's.
Like a gourmet pizza is how I would probably describe it. They do a bunch of different stuff. They have a pizza that has my favorite. It's called the Twist. It has tomatoes, banana peppers, jalapenos, pineapple, chicken, and ranch, and some kind of weird yellow.
If you want something that's called a pizza that tastes nothing like pizza, go eat what they call pizza there.
Everybody rants and raves about that pizza. I'm not a fan of it. But it's a big deal.
Almost every component on it is something you don't like.
It's very true.
I can see why you don't like it. Now, I will say, I don't like tomatoes. I don't like pineapple on my pizza. I tried that pizza. Tomatoes and pineapple on this pizza.
That's one of those things that's designed to hit all the parts of the palate. The sweet and the sour and the salty and all that stuff. That's a big one.
Big surprise, Joe. The three of us pretty much said pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there is one more thing. I don't personally like this, but I hear a lot of other people rave about this from the Muskegon area. I know people that say that they've driven hours to get it. There's a little place called US 31 Barbecue.
Yep.
And a lot of people love it.
It's closed now, isn't it?
Is it gone?
I don't know where there is one anymore.
I think they're done.
Oh, maybe they are?
They were a big deal for a lot of years.
Steve wouldn't know. He's never been to one. But
no, right. I have. It was like 3 years ago, though.
Yeah.
When it was still open.
Because
Joe, come up and try this US 31 barbecue.
I didn't know.
Just call Doc.
I'm not even positive it's closed down. Right?
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Zach, do you know of any intern? Zach, do you know of any?
Well, I wouldn't have like picked a generic food. I picked it like something. Like I feel like beef jerky is not something that like you see everywhere you go.
We didn't say beef jerky. We said Scribbs pizza, Bernio's pizza.
Yeah, he's saying it's a generic food. It's pizza. Like you can get pizza anywhere,
but you can't get like you know the packages that you buy like at the gas station.
Oh yeah, they're so good.
I hope he's coming over the mic.
I love beef jerky. So
something different than.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. Like a.
I don't know. I'm just hearing food.
Like talk. A pasty.
I don't understand anything that's going on. I'm just like, yeah, man, I want some sausage too.
Like if you go up to the UP, their big thing up there is pasties. Yeah,
they're good.
And we don't really have them around. We have them around here, but they're not really a big thing.
I hate pasties. Freaking Grand Rapids.
Yeah, fucking ordinances.
Yeah.
Got to cover the nipples.
Put pasties over those. That's
I think it's pronounced pasty.
Grand Rapids, Stella's, the burgers. Ooh. I've never had a burger that good. You know,
good stuff.
They're good.
Mad Dogs, you know, macaroni and cheese on a hot dog. That's awesome.
Gino's local.
Mr. Quick's, you know, fast food, but you get a bargain bundle, five cheeseburgers and a half pound of fries. Oh man, I forget Mr. Quick's aren't. That's just a Muskegon thing. George and Louie though, G&L man, some great hot dogs.
All right, any more listener questions?
No, that was it.
Okay.
All right.
We're on to Courtney's box.
Courtney's box?
We have a Courtney's box. I have an envelope. I have not seen what's on the envelope. I am going to open the envelope right now. Take a peek in Courtney's box.
Are you a fucking magician?
Yes. It's like, I bet he practiced.
Oh, yeah. Day. You guys got to remember this. When I am holding a picture of the Karate Kid.
I did enjoy the Karate Kid.
I loved the Karate Kid. I watched that movie over and over and over and over. And the biggest thing I just never understood is when Mr. Miyagi tells Daniel that he can choose any car he wants, he doesn't even look like he thinks about it. He just picks the one that's closest to him. And I'm like, dude, if someone told me I could have any of those classic cars, I would check them out for a while. Just saying.
He didn't want to walk far because his leg was broken.
Well, Ralph Macchio always walks like he's got something wrong with his leg. He walks up on the balls of his feet, and his heels never touch the ground. He's kind of always bouncing around, if you ever notice. He does walk kind of funny.
Doesn't he get his leg broken in that movie?
He gets it hurt, for sure. And then Mr. Miyagi rubs his hands together. Oh, man. So great. Johnny was such a jerk. I mean, such a great blonde-headed, rich bastard jerk. But it is a little weird when a 60-year-old guy beats up a bunch of kids. When Mr. Miyagi kicks their ass, jumps over the fence. He just happens to be creeping around the school dance. You know?
I don't remember that.
You know, Daniel's walking home from the school dance or something, and they jump over the Cobra Kai, start kicking his ass, and Mr. Miyagi just happens to be outside of the school dance.
I only remember two things from the movie.
What was it? Well, I was wax off in the bushes.
Wax on, wax off, yeah. And the end, you know, the final.
The crane?
Yeah.
That's crane technique.
Move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finish him! Oh, man, that guy from Predator. Isn't he from Predator? John Cleese, the bad guy. The trainer of the Cobra Kais.
In Predator?
Wasn't he one of the guys with Arnold? In Predator?
John Cleese?
No. That's the character's name. I can't think of...
No.
The Sensei.
Yeah. No.
What is he from then?
He's been in a bunch of other stuff back then, though. I mean, he was not in Predator.
I could have swore he was in Predator. I thought he was with... Huh?
Ooh.
In the first been? Predator, has got I'm familiar with Jesse the Body. I thought there's a group of guys. I thought he was one of them.
No. Mm. Nope.
Bummer. That sucks.
Elizabeth Shue was in that.
She
was.
She's a little chubby in that one, too. A little baby fat going on. Just my opinion. Great movie, though.
It's been fun.
He was in Rambo. Is that what you're getting confused with?
Yes, he was in Rambo.
And it's not Cleese, it's Crease. John Cleese is actually an actor.
All right. So I'm a little wrong.
Yep, a little wrong.
I knew more about Karate Kid than you two. Jeez.
That's because that's not the best ninja movie of my childhood.
It's not a ninja movie. No. It's a karate American movie.
Ninja. I'm sorry, karate movie. American it's not the best. Ninja. It's not the best karate
it's
movie.
It's kind of a coming of age movie.
I loved karate ninja movies.
What karate ninja movie did you love?
American Ninja.
I don't know if I saw that
one. Not only that, what else is I loved? What was the one?
The best one ever was Three Ninjas.
No, that was like
Rocky and Colt and Tum Tum.
Oh my god.
No,
there's not a better karate movie out there.
I mean, you know what my favorite karate one was? The Olympic one.
The Olympic one.
The four guys go and they're fighting against in the like Olympics against the Chinese.
Best of the best.
Best of the best. Are that you was the best?
Are you familiar with one called The Last Dragon?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
It's got can't think of his name.
Surprise, surprise.
It's a black kid and he's
Oh, it was Jaden Smith.
No, it was not. It was he's got a real interesting name.
Jai Courtney?
No, and he had to fight against Shogun. Shogun was this big guy, and if you were the last dragon, he had the dragon, and his hands started to light up, kind of like Iron Fist-ish, a little bit.
Okay. And Leroy Green.
Leroy, yes, absolutely. Leroy!
Can I see a picture of the film?
It was awesome. It's got that kid in it from...
never saw that.
Who's the kid that played in the second Ninja Turtle, Secret of the Ooze? He's the pizza delivery guy that hangs out with him that does karate stuff? Pete?
Yeah. No? I know who you're talking about. Okay. I love him.
Well, he was just like a little kid in this movie. Like, he's like six. Okay, Travis has like gotten up off the table. He's folded up his chair. Wait, you're just done.
Done.
Oh, my God. He's horrible. Pete, you're going to have to wrap this up because Travis is having a meltdown.
Yeah, that happens.
I got to get out of here. I don't feel good.
The guy who voiced Splinter in that is the same guy that does Elmo?
And the same guy that touches little kids, too.
Yeah, I heard that. Kino.
Kino, yes!
Yes, and he was in that movie, The Last Dragon.
Yes.
Ernie Reyes Jr.
Yes!
Okay, yes. No, you know what? Second best after Three Ninjas, Surf Ninjas.
Best of the best.
Fucking Rob Schneider.
I have no idea what that is.
You've never seen Surf Ninjas?
We gotta watch I gotta get The Last Dragon. We gotta watch it.
Last of the Mohicans. Now that was good.
What are you talking?
Right. I've never seen Last of the Mohicans.
Oh,
so.
All right, Pete, take it away.
Wow, we're gonna put out the fire of this burning train wreck of a podcast.
I loved it.
Oh.
Hour and 16 minutes felt like 7 hours.
Do all of our social media shit. Go to our website. Come to MuskegeeCon. Even if you don't agree with having to pay to get into a Comic Con, come pay me $5. Come into my show. Enjoy it. For intern Zach, Travis Bowles, Stephen Bisciotti, I am Pete McCarthy. You've listened to episode 60 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast. And until next time, we will see you guys in the toy aisle.